Airbus beats out Boeing for orders in 2017.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Progressive Insurance, protecting commercial vehicles and offering ways to protect small businesses from financial loss and liability. More at progressivecommercial.com.
From Marketplace in New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson in for David Brancaccio. Airbus inked orders for just over 1,100 planes in 2017. Boeing sold just over 900 planes last year. But Airbus also said today that the future of its super jumbo A380 plane is in question. Jonathan Fruin, with our partner broadcaster at the BBC, has been following this for us. Good morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Tracy.
So again, we see Airbus beating out Boeing. It's the fifth straight year they've done so in terms of booked contracts. What's going on here?
Well, they had a huge order, their biggest ever order, at the Dubai Air Show last November. They sold 430 A320 and A321s to the US-based Indigo Partners, which has stakes in a number of airlines around the world.
And those are what, two of its smaller planes?
Yeah, it's one of the smallest planes that Airbus makes. But keep in mind that Airbus are not the biggest plane maker in the world currently, because Boeing is continuing to deliver more planes than Airbus. Airbus reckons that by 2020, they should have the biggest order book and the biggest deliveries. But for the moment, it's a mixed bag.
At the same time, Airbus said that the future of its larger plane, the super jumbo A380, might be in question. How come?
Well, they've been having difficulty securing orders, and it looks to be a trend whereby the bigger planes are going out of fashion. Now, they had hoped that they were going to sell 36 of these A380s to Emirates. That sale did not materialize. And it's a bit of a chicken and egg situation, in that reportedly Emirates was seeking assurances from Airbus about the future of the plane. And of course, Airbus is saying we need an order from Emirates to secure the future. So it's a tricky one.
And without those orders, it might suspend production of the A380. Thanks so much, Jonathan.
You're welcome.
And now let's do the numbers. American markets are closed today. Overseas, the FTSE in London is down less than 0.1%. The German DAX is down 0.3%. And the CAC 40 in France is just about flat. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Some of us are still working on this holiday, but Americans are now more likely to get the day off on MLK Day than on Columbus Day in October or President's Day in February. About 42% of American employers are closed today, according to a Bloomberg survey. But you know what? What's open? The U.S. national parks, and they're free today. One of only 4 days this year that the parks are free. That's down from 10 free days last year and 16 the day before. The year before, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports it's part of a bigger shift in national park budgeting.
Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says national parks need every dollar they can get. In addition to fewer free days, he also wants to raise admission fees. Sean Regan is with the Property and Environment Research Center. He says it's good for parks to be more financially independent.
They don't have to rely entirely on Congress for funding. Instead, they can use those receipts that are generated by visitors to fund critical maintenance challenges.
The changes are meant to help cover more than $10 billion of needed maintenance. But Aaron Weiss of the Center for Western Priorities says the price hike would only raise about $70 million.
That's like saying adding $5 to your bank account is going to help you afford a luxury car next year.
And Jim Levitt at the Lincoln Institute of Land Policy says poorer families will feel it most.
Almost tripling the fees at some of these parks may serve to make it more difficult for new generations and diverse populations of Americans to really come to the parks and appreciate them.
The next free day is April 21st. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, featuring email marketing tools to help small businesses connect with their existing customers and list growth tools for collecting new contacts. Learn more at ConstantContact.com. And by Epson, innovating the future of display technology with laser projection. Where there's business, there's Epson. Learn more at Epson.com/forbusiness.
The college football season is over. The trophies have been awarded, and so have hundreds of thousands of dollars in bonuses to winning coaches who may already be making millions of dollars a year. Why so much? KCUR's Greg Eklund reports from Kansas.
Kansas State fans like to travel for bowl games and spend money. Distance doesn't matter to Kim and Brad Wooster, who drove from Wichita to Phoenix for the Cactus Bowl in December.
We go to all the bowl games and all the K-State football games.
Brad Wooster's best bowl game memory was the Fiesta Bowl in Arizona, where he was joined by plenty of others dressed in Wildcat purple.
2013, I think they estimated we had 42,000 down here.
Before Bill Snyder became Kansas State's head coach, it wasn't like this. Sports Illustrated in the 1980s labeled K-State as Futility U, with only one bowl game in its first 92 years of football. But the team has come a long way under Snyder in his 26 years as the Cats coach, and so has Manhattan, Kansas. Snyder has led K-State to 18 bowl games, including its eighth straight appearance this season. After the Cactus Bowl, there was plenty of celebrating.
Oh, yeah!
Not only for K-State's win over UCLA, but a few days later, too, because of Snyder's announcement that he's going to continue coaching. He'll be 78 when the next season starts, the oldest head coach in major college football. That news has resonated throughout the team's hometown. Brad Everett, a local hotel general manager, explains.
He's put the wind in the sail, and he's brought notice to Manhattan.
The number of hotel rooms here has almost doubled in the last 20 years. On campus, with Snyder on board, Kansas State put people to work. From 2011 to 15, it spent more than $200 million to improve its sports facilities. Most of that went toward football. Snyder earned more than $3 million last year. And by sticking around, he stands to earn even more this year. In Manhattan, Kansas, I'm Greg Eklund for Marketplace.
And finally, Ford has announced plans to more than double its spending on electric and hybrid vehicles over the next 5 years to $11 billion. It hopes to have 40 electric and hybrid cars on the market by 2022, largely by electrifying some of its existing models. In New York, I'm Tracy Samuelson with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.